Well, it actually started, our son just turned 8, but it actually started back when he was 6 weeks old. Our children are adopted. He's our number 4, number 5. And at 6 weeks old, we rushed him to the emergency room, not here, but to another one. And they detected a heart defect. So he was transported immediately up here to Children's Hospital. We were placed under the care of Dr. Alan Lewis here, and he was what I call my security blanket for about 7.5 years, and he did a tremendous job. Coleman was on medication that sustained his heart to this point, and then it started to fail. As we waited to see if he would be listed, accepted as a candidate for a transplant, a heart transplant. And those are tough times to wait because, you know, if you're not accepted, you know the outcome. About 10 days after that or so, he went into cardiac arrest. All of a sudden, we just saw him kind of crumple together, and I immediately opened the doors to his room and yelled, "Help, help." And within seconds, literally seconds, they swooped in to rescue him. He remembers what happened. He would say to us, "How come they kept pushing on my chest when I was trying to breathe?" When we signed the paperwork for the Berlin Heart on Monday, I said, "If it comes Thursday, can we put it in Thursday?" I didn't know if it was going to last until Friday. On that same Friday night, at 11:05, Dr. Harrington called us and said, "We have a heart." At 1 o'clock, Dr. Baldwin, the anesthesiologist, called Wendy, our nurse, and said, "Will you please let the family know that his heart is being sewn in right now?" And by about 3:30, he was back in his room and we were able to see him. Since then, it has just been, it's just been a joy. He has had no rejection of his new heart. And as we got home, people told us, whose friends were cardiologists, et cetera, that, you know, plan on a funeral, not a homecoming. Brought it even more to reality of how special our son is, how special and blessed we are to be at this hospital. We were in the best hands that we could have been in.